Well, let's welcome back to This Week in the Association. I'm Rob Panier, once again joined by my good buddy Kevin Lucco, and here we are talking to Sioux Falls Canaries broadcaster Tanner Hoops. Tanner, thanks for joining us here this week.
Hey, Rob, Kevin, always great talking to you guys. It's a sign that the season's on the way.
Yeah, absolutely, Tanner. And well, before we dive into talking specifically about 2023, very tough season for the Canaries last year. How do you feel like the team has progressed from where they were at the end of last season to what you're seeing on this roster this year?
Yeah, I know a lot of the focus has kind of been on where Sioux Falls has been record-wise the last few years. And, you know, I think a lot of that's warranted. We got to earn our stripes, what have you. But internally, inside the clubhouse, it feels like a different vibe than last season already. You know, we had a lot of roster turnover. Certainly some familiar guys, some guys that have become staples here in Sioux Falls are going to be here. But then we got some guys that have been gamers. They've been ballers in this league for a couple of years now and really excited about the guys that we brought in. So I know that a lot of people are probably going to overlook Sioux Falls and maybe even look at it as a get-right series, what have you, when we're on the schedule. But we don't feel that way. We feel like we've got a team this year, especially on offense, that can be really fun and can compete.
Mike Meyer in previous seasons usually had 20, 21 guys by February a lot of times. Looked like he was a lot more kind of cautious, wanting to ensure he was getting the right kind of person this season. Do you feel like the way that he developed or wanted to build a club this year is different than what you saw last season?
Yeah, a little bit. I think that there was a lot of focus on getting the right guys in right places, like you said, you know, and we care about who we have that's coming in. We like having not only great baseball players, but high character guys. And, you know, that's one thing that Sioux Falls is always going to pride ourselves on. We don't believe that anybody's going to beat us as far as community involvement, fan engagement. So it's not only about getting in right ball players, but it's guys who just fit with the city and with the culture and what we're trying to build here. And we feel like we've got a roster where, you know, we can be pretty darn dangerous this year and find a way to get back to the postseason.
Interesting pitching staff this season, Tanner. A lot of new faces on the club. You're still getting a guy like Ty Colbert, but Akeem Bostic had a lot of success there in Kansas City. How do you feel about this group? And I guess the big question is, who do you see as like the number one guy in the rotation, and who's going to be closing out games for this team?
Yeah, I think Ty Colbert is going to end up being our number one guy. He's assumed pitching coach duties this season as well, and you know, he was a really consistent arm for us last season. He's a guy that comes from a blue blood college program, pitched at the College World Series. He's been to AA. You know, he's kind of been through it all, and he's a well-traveled, well-accomplished guy. So I think we're really comfortable with him as our number one. And beyond that, guys, there's a lot of guys that are still out there trying to earn their stripes. Neil Lang, we're really happy to have back. He came on very strong for us last season, and he'll be a rotation guy. And, you know, beyond that, I think there's some guys that we love the velo. We love what we're seeing from them. It's all about how many innings can we get from them. You know, can we stretch out those guys a little bit, get some length? Colby Wyatt's a guy who started some games for us toward the end of last season. I think he's going to get his shot in the rotation. Mitchell Walters was kind of our eighth, ninth inning guy last year, and he went down to Puerto Rico this offseason, and he really focused on his length. You know, he can get his fastball consistently in the low 90s. He's always had great velo. But he's working on trying to extend his outings a little bit, give him some innings, some length, what have you. And I think he's going to get his shot in the rotation before it's all said and done. But beyond that, you know, I think we're still looking at some of those guys who are going to close and maybe be some of those late inning guys for us. We're really happy to have Charlie Hasty back. You know, he was our most called upon reliever last season, and we're really excited that he's going to be back with us. And, you know, I think we're still trying to figure out maybe where some guys fit, who's going to be giving us what role, what kind of outing on a given night. But, you know, we've got a couple of days still to figure this out and some exhibition games that are going to go a long way in determining, you know, kind of what everybody's role is for 2023.
A very interesting lineup, I think, for this season, Tanner. I like this outfield, Wyatt Ulrich, Hunter Clannon, and Mike Hart. I think that's a great group. Now you add a Darnell Sweeney to this group in this lineup. This looks like this could be a very versatile and formidable lineup.
Yeah, we feel like this offensive group could be the best that we've had in a number of years here. And, you know, the Birdcage is always going to be conducive to high octane offense. But, you know, we've got guys that we feel like offense is going to travel with this year. You know, Jabari is going to, you know, keep doing his thing. We're really excited about Wellington Dotel coming in here the last couple of days. I mean, our outfield, we feel like, can be a group that can be among the league leaders in home runs. You know, and we've still got a few guys that, you know, maybe could be on the horizon, guys that, you know, maybe at some point make a roster move for. And, you know, I think that's kind of inevitable with this league, is that there's going to be a little bit of change. But we're excited about the core group that we have, and we really feel like we're going to be a team whose offense isn't limited to playing at a place like the Birdcage. We feel like we're going to have a group offensively that can travel.
Now, I know that you're a guy too, really likes to talk about the stories around the team. Who are some guys that you look at that you think are going to be interesting stories that Sioux Falls Canary fans are going to really want to hear about?
Yeah, of course. You know, Jabari's always going to be a guy that people want to get to know, and he does such a good job getting out in the community, being engaged and what have you. Wyatt's kind of the same way. Mike Hart is a guy that has been here before, and now he's back in player/coach role. And yeah, you know, I think he's a personality. You know, he's a Celtics guy like me. He's from the Boston area, so you know he's kind of on that, I don't want to say bandwagon, but you know he's kind of got some looks, you know, toward their playoff run. So he's, you know, got that kind of personality to go with it. Hunter Clannon is a guy who's been in the league for a number of years, and he's a really personable guy, easy to get to know. You know, I think we're going to have a lot of interesting stories and storylines that come out over the course of this season. And tell you what, Neil Lang is a guy I've had the chance to talk with quite a bit here during the preseason. He's just, you know, his career path to me is so fascinating. You know, the more you get to know these guys, that's the beautiful thing of our game. So many of them are so well-traveled, and they've played with a number of guys, recognizable names, what have you. And, you know, I'm really excited to continue to get to know them and continue on stories and then share them over the course of a 100-game season.
Do you feel like, because I think most of the people are going to overlook Sioux Falls, do you see that as something that Mike Meyer can use to rally the team around, saying, hey, you know what, we're the underdogs, let's go out and shove it in their face?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Mike, you know, he's going to hit all the right buttons. You know, he's been around the game for a long time. And I get, you know, we're probably a team that not a lot of people are expecting a lot out of this season. A lot of that's probably warranted over the last couple of years' worth of results. But we really think that we can be a team that can earn our stripes and can kind of put the league on notice and see if we can get a little respect out there this season. We're really excited about this club.
Along those lines, Tanner, the team starts out with 10 of their first 13 games at home. Do you feel like this team, everybody wants to get off to a fast start, but do you feel like because of the struggles in recent history and so many home games early on, that it's imperative that this team come out of the first couple of weeks 9-4 or 8-5 or something like that?
Yeah, I think getting off to a hot start is important, and I think that we've got a group that's capable of doing so. It's really nice to be able to start out with the type of schedule that we do. You know, we went on the road last year for the first six, I think, and we were 1-5, I think, right out of the gate, and had a little bit of a push later on. But you never want to dig yourself out of a hole or have to play catch-up, what have you. And, you know, I think this gives us a really good opportunity. You know, a lot of guys who maybe haven't played here at the Cage before, you know, it takes a little bit of acclimation, a little bit of getting used to. But, you know, I think it's a good structure to the schedule. I think we're really excited about being able to get back out in front of our home fans and get a little home cooking early on. So, you know, I do really think that this is an opportunity for us, and maybe not something that the team puts too much pressure on themselves to feel like, you know, we got to hit the 8-9 win plateau in the first couple of weeks. But gives us an opportunity to, you know, be in our own surroundings, feel a little more comfortable, and hopefully get off to a hot start that can set the tone for the rest of the season.
Now, Mike has had a veteran catcher leading the staff, guys like Charlie Bellario and Adrian Nieto and guys like that. Shamoy Christopher looks like he's going to be the guy behind the plate for the majority of games this season. Does he look to you like he's ready to be the everyday catcher?
Well, I think the at least to start the season, our everyday guy is going to end up being Marshall Rich. And he got to town here a couple of days ago. really excited about him. You know, he played at the NAI level in Kentucky, and I don't know what it is about those schools down there, guys, but they produce some absolute bowlers, especially behind the plate. So we're excited to see him. He's getting some opportunities this weekend and early into the opening week to kind of get familiar with the pitchers and see what things look like from back there. And, you know, until what have you, that Shamoy would get in town and get everything straightened away after the WBC, you know, it'll be Marshall. And then Mike Hart, I think, is going to take over some of those number two roles.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Before having you take us out here, Tanner, tell us, where can people catch Sioux Falls Canaries games and listen to your broadcast?
Yeah, so we're going to be on American Association Baseball TV once again, as much as that will allow, you know, for all 50 home games, and then as much as we can be on the road. This season, we're a little bit new on the radio side of things. We're going to be going to Mixlr this season rather than traditional radio, and we will be implementing that broadcast, that link on our website, on our social media, and, you know, just make it as easy as possible for people to find it.
Well, Tanner, take us out on this. When the Sioux Falls Canaries are hoisting the Miles Wolf Cup over their heads, what happened to make that occur?
You know, we know that we're going to have a good offense. We know that we're going to be able to hit the ball, and we feel like we can be among the league leaders in a lot of offensive categories. It's going to be our pitching staff. You know, what can we get from our starters? Can we get some length? Can we keep that consistent over the course of the season and stay healthy there? I know injuries are part of the game, and it's no excuse for anybody, but, you know, keeping these guys healthy, especially in the starting rotation, and getting quality starts night in, night out, to me, that's going to be the biggest thing that determines our success this year.
Fantastic. Tanner Hoof, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for doing
really
this.
Appreciate you guys. Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, you guys, and thanks for all you do covering our league.